Good morning. Good morning, Nadia Wu. I have no idea if this is even audible. I'm basically using a microphone inside my helmet. Hooked up to my phone here. So you're probably hearing a lot of road noise along with me. But it's Monday. It's second to last week. Well, next week is Holy Week, so this is kind of the last week of Lent, I guess, for lack of a better description. So I got the gas station, get my gas, and then I'm looking for something I can eat for breakfast and something for lunch that doesn't have meat in it, because, you know, if you're here with any further level of frequency, I gave up meat for Lent. Fortunately, I don't have that luxury, so I'm kind of stuck. I'm on my way in to work in Far East Tampa, backroading it because I have no clue how long these very bald tires are going to hold up. So I'm in Martin Luther King, which pretty much parallels I-4. It's pretty much a straight shot from Plant City all the way into Tampa. Actually goes by Raymond James Stadium and Steinbrenner Field and all that, those sporty places north of downtown, but I'm not going that far. I'm only going to where Brandon and Tampa kind of meet, right around Highway 301 and Highway 60. But it's nice to back road. Usually only takes me half an hour to get to work, but I give myself well over an hour. So I can take my time, enjoy the ride. There's a lot to take in on these back roads, especially here around Plant City, like God's Miracle Mission Church that I just rode past. But there's also a lot of strawberry fields to smell. Not so much orange trees anymore. All the orange industry has kind of moved south because of the freezes that we've been having up here. What hasn't actually gone off to Brazil and is still in Florida is actually much further south now than Central Florida, which used to be a citrus center. So mostly here it's strawberries, especially in Plant City. We are the winter strawberry capital of the world. Slowing down for a light here. So I get to smell a lot of that, get to look at a lot of old-fashioned church buildings, and this one I'm riding past, it's a combination barbershop and computer repair. Don't ask me how they do that, I guess they'll install windows while they cut your hair. The smells are wonderful. Unless you're downwind from many of the cow pastures that you happen to ride past. But that's life on the back roads. It's enjoyable. It's a nice leisurely ride. No hurries this morning. Not really much area work either. I mean, it's the same old, same old. Finding that $11 an hour leaves things really tight. Having to postpone rent one more week. But it will get paid this Friday, finally. And then I get to hunker down and get May's rent before it's due and finally be back to paying things on time. So I'm going to finish off my back road ride. I'll chat with you later. And hope you have a great and blessed week. And drive you down the road.